Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2406. Have you ever tried the future you trick? And how to mentally relax after a busy day? Both by Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. Two posts today, so let's get right to them as we optimize your life. Have you ever tried the future you trick? By Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com. Today we're talking mindset, manifestation, and habits. Tell me, what do you think about this future you thinking? Is it pointless or genius? Or are you just unsure how to actually apply it? Now that you know where you're starting from, let's troubleshoot how to use this concept. Future you, here we come. Deal with the blocks. Before you can get something good out of a new technique, we need to deal with any misconceptions or this won't work for me notions. Because your brain is so strong that if you decide something won't work for you, guess what? It won't. Your assignment is to journal this out. What blocks do you have against the concept of future you? Go ahead and take 5 minutes, maybe even 10, to list out what comes up for you and start asking yourself if those ideas are really true. I'll be here when you're done. Choose your top targets. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what are a few things you genuinely want to happen in the next, say, 3 years? You're willing to give future you thinking a shot, but now we need to know what kind of person future you is. Otherwise, it won't do much good because a vague, better than I am now target won't get us anywhere. So haul out that journal again and start jotting down a few bullet points. In 3 years, you want to look blank. In 3 years, your morning will be blank. In 3 years, your kids will blank. In 3 years, you'll do this for fun. In 3 years, your friends will blank. In 3 years, you'll have joined blank. In 3 years, you'll live here. In 3 years, you'll have this in the bank. Now just start filling in the answers. And when you're done, future you has appeared as if you had a mirror. You just need to take the first step down that road. Get the plan in place. Okay, let's plan. What tiny habit will best support you turning into the kind of person who runs 5Ks, crochets baby blankets for friends, or drinks green smoothies every morning? You're not going to swamp yourself with train for a 5K next month, or complete my first blanket in 14 days, or make 7 smoothies a week goals right off the bat. You're too smart for that. You're just going to find out what baby step makes the most logical sense for you to step into next. Is it running a quarter mile once a week? Looking up how to crochet videos on YouTube and watching one a day? Or finding some smoothie recipes and choosing your favorite? All you're doing is finding a tiny habit for each goal you wrote down. And if that's too many tiny habits at once, feel free to tier them. This summer I'm working on X, Y, and Z, and this winter I'll get to A, B, and C. No one put a timeline on future you. Now drop those tiny habits in your planner or whatever your daily reminder system is and give them a whirl. Come back next week and evaluate. Were those actions small enough? Do you need to go smaller? And are you raring to get to the next step? And adjust accordingly. In a year, you'll be well on your way. Current you and future you will be recognizably blended together. You're in this for the long haul, so pick your daily or weekly building blocks accordingly. Make them actions you can keep up with day in and day out, week in and week out. You'll grow, you'll shift, you'll change, get stronger, more experienced, and more capable. You just need to take that first step down that road. So pick a tiny habit for that 3-year goal, and let's get started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
How to Mentally Relax After a Busy Day by Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com. How many times a week do you go to bed with your mind still racing? You can't quite turn off the thoughts, so you lie awake waiting for the churn to go away. By then, you've lost an hour or two of sleep, and then your alarm beeps. Is this scenario familiar? If so, today we're going to run through a few hacks that will drastically reduce how much brain churn is going on. In other words, you'll finally be able to relax and enjoy your evenings. Sound good? What not to do? No reminders. Don't do this, number one. Hit the sack straight off without debriefing. Try this instead. Briefly run through your day to make sure you catch those nagging self-reminders before you hop in bed. Did you forget something for tomorrow? Leave a to-do undone? Suddenly have a great idea for your kids' party? Give yourself 5 minutes sometime in the evening, whether just before bed or a little earlier in your routine, to jot down all these little reminders. They're good ideas, important things left undone, or self-rescues from your brain. Let it help you. What not to do? Taking no thought for tomorrow. Don't do this, number two. Leave tomorrow's prep work for tomorrow. You know, I'll get to it later, or I'm sure I'll remember in the morning. Try this instead. Write down anything you're thinking to be sure you don't forget and set out that purse or library bag or Target return ready to go. It's so much less stressful to be able to roll out of bed and throw yourself and the kids in the car if you're behind without running around the house trying to figure out what needs to come with you while pre-coffee brain is still in charge, right? So make a habit of evening prepping. What do we need to take with us tomorrow? Then prep the lunches, backpacks, or vehicles accordingly. Just because there are future to-dos waiting for you doesn't mean you need to get up and do them right now. What not to do? Using the evening as flex work time. Don't do this, number three. Hit all the chores you didn't get to during the day. Try this instead. Work time has work time. Chore time was chore time, and now it's free time. I've earned this. You wouldn't expect your kids to do homework till bedtime, would you? Nor your partner to work straight 12s all week? Then why are you expecting it of yourself? Oh, I'll just take a dinner break and an afternoon coffee break, and then I'll get back to things. After all, my work's not done. Newsflash, of course it isn't done. Do you leave things on your plate at work so you have something to do the next day? Well, yeah. And did you get all the essentials for today done today? I think so. Then you're good. Just because there are future to-dos waiting for you doesn't mean you need to get up and do them right now. And if you can't accomplish today's essentials by dinner time, then we've got a to-do list problem. You deserve a break. You need a break. You can't keep going day after day without a break. You are taking one. So let's wrap this up. When, after dinner, are you going to take 5 minutes to jot down those reminders? Which evenings do you know you need to pre-pack something in the car? And what do you commit to do for fun tonight? Because your best life is waiting for you, and it needs you to be rested, not frazzled, to experience it. So you might as well start practicing now. You just listened to the posts titled, "Have you ever tried the future you trick?" and "How to mentally relax after a busy day," both by Alyssa of yourunbusylife.com. Thank you to Alyssa. One thing I really liked about the future you planning process that Alyssa laid out is there's a step where you plan a tiny action you can take, but not only that, but after a week has passed or something like that, you reevaluate to check. First of all, did you do it? But then, was that small enough? Do you need to go smaller? And was it enjoyable? Because if it wasn't, it's not going to turn into a daily habit and you won't reach that future you you're going after. That's really important. It's something to keep in mind when working towards a bigger goal. A lot of adjustment needs to be made along the way because we're always changing. So definitely don't forget to think about that. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening and optimizing every day with me, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.